This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We measure this economy, and by we, I mean the good people at the Bureau of Economic Analysis. They measure it quarterly. Once every 3 months is the official number. But every single month, they get to go back to the prior quarter and have another bite at the apple, a chance to review their preliminary guess before they put in their final estimate. Anyway, today was that day, revision day, and the headline number does not look so great. The BEA now says the economy grew at an annualized rate of 2.1% April through June. That is down from 2.4% in the first estimate. The details, though, do look a bit better. The Fed's favorite measure of inflation was revised down a bit. Personal income and personal savings were both revised up. Corporate profit margins, outside financials, were revised up as well. And as Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, that is good news, and it's all thanks pretty much to us consumers.
Christine McDaniel has been traveling a lot recently. Last week, she was at a conference in Aspen, Colorado, and stayed a few extra days to go hiking with a friend.
And yeah, we did our second 14er. So a mountain that is at least 14,000 feet high.
She bought canned oxygen to deal with the altitude, rented a car, stayed at an Airbnb, went out to restaurants. In other words, she spent a lot of money. McDaniel's an economist with George Mason's Mercatus Center and used to work for the Commerce and Treasury Departments. And she is emblematic of the growth in consumer spending, which was up 1.7% last quarter.
It just doesn't really feel like the economy is slowing down that much, so it doesn't really feel like you really need to spend less.
There were other contributors to GDP growth. State and local government spending was up 4.7%.
The revenues are strong in a lot of key pockets across America, and they still have a lot of that COVID relief money, right, that they haven't all spent.
Federal expenditures were up, too, and McDaniel says she expects that to continue as we see investments from the infrastructure and CHIPS laws. But it's consumer spending that really matters, according to Baird investment strategy analyst Ross Mayfield, because it makes up close to 70% of GDP.
And so if the consumer is strong, you basically don't have to worry about much else.
And even the downward revision of the headline GDP number is exactly what the Fed wants to see as a sign that its efforts to curb inflation are working, says St. Olaf College economics professor Allison Luckey.
If I'm the Fed and I look at that number, I mean, that's close to me, ideal. We're doing well. No one wants to say soft landing, right? We're afraid to say that.
Instead, she says this number whispers it. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.